And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divert his blessings upon us at the same time. Now, some of the people, they say, why to utter the word Allah? Only word, Allah. Yes, it has been mentioned in Quran. The remembrance of Allah by the word Allah, it has been mentioned in Quran. Now let me give as a proof three verses from Quran Azimushan. Number one, there is a verse of Quran, Vazgurisma Rabbik. What's the meaning? You should make the zikr of the name of your Rabb, of your Lord. Now if someone asks us, what is the name of your Lord? What we will answer? Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Vazkurisma Rabbik. You should remember the name of your Lord. And the name of the Lord is Allah. So we should remember Allah. Then, another verse. Fi buyutin azinallahu an turfa. The verse, it is about the masajid, mosque. These are the houses which have been permitted to be made high. Fi buyutin azinallahu an turfa wa yuzkara fi hasmuhu. And his name is remembered in these houses. So what is the name of Allah? Allah. وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُهُ. And the ism of our Lord is Allah. Third verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Now what is the ism of our Lord? So this is Quran telling us to utter the name of our Lord. That is Allah, Allah, Allah. And it is really a truth that if you love someone, you love to utter the name of your beloved one. That's why there is a verse of Urdu, Hum ratenge, garche matlab kuch na ho, hum to aashik hain tumhare naam ke. Hum ratenge, garche matlab kuch na ho, hum to aashik hain tumhare naam. If the child says, Mom, 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 and he attracts the attention of the mom, then the same person who will say, Allah, 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 he is going to attract the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards himself. That's why there is a verse of in Persian, Allah, Allah, each shiri hast naam, shiro shakkar meshavad janam tamam. That this word, Allah, Allah, is so beautiful that when I utter this word, then my body feels so enjoyment as if you add sugar in the water and the water becomes tasty. Allah. This word Allah is so beautiful. One lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was Sheikh Shibli rahmatullah. Now anyone who used to utter word Allah in front of him, then Shibli rahmatullah used to take a small piece of sweet from his pocket and used to give him to eat. This was his habit. Anyone, elder or a child, who used to utter the word Allah, he used to put his hand in the pocket and take out a small piece of sweet and give him, eat it please. So one person asked him, what do you do? Any person who utters the word Allah, then you gave him something sweet to eat. Then Shibli rahmatullah, he replied that, look my brother, if someone utters the name of my beloved one, I feel that I should put sweet, I should fill his mouth with the sweets, because he is uttering the name of my beloved one. Allah, how much he used to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he wanted to fill the mouth of that person with the sweets who used to say the word Allah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Oh Allah, such type of lovers have been in the world for you. And it's a truth that the human beings have loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, that there is no other one who has been loved so much by the human beings. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have sacrificed their life, their wealth, their time, everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have loved so much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to say that the person who will try to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, the person who will try to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, then on the day of judgment, Allah will not make him stand in the line of his enemies. Why? He had been trying to love me. How I can ask him to stand in the line of my enemies? Allah. So we should try to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more, so that on the day of judgment, he may order us to stand in the line of his lovers. So this word Allah has so many meanings and impact on the heart of a person. Then there are 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to his attributes. Now one name is Hannan and another name is Mannan. So why I am telling these two names? Because if you go for Hajj and Umrah, then on the curtain of Kaaba, you will find Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. In a hadith, it has been quoted. In 99 names, Hannan and Mannan are not included. But these two names have been mentioned in the hadith. And that's why they have been written on the curtain of Kaaba. Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Now why they are some special names? They have been printed on the curtain of Kaaba. Okay. What do you mean by Mannan? Mannan means a person who gives the beggar before the beggar begs from him. Example. Some people who are very generous. For example, you are driving your car and you stop at a red light place. Then there is a beggar standing on the side of the road. And you look towards him. So now you come to know that he is coming towards me. And then you take out one rand from your pocket. Now this person has not asked from you up till now. He has not approached you. He has not knocked the glass of your car. No. He is still many meters away. But because you have felt, he is coming towards me. So just by feeling that he needs it, you have taken the rein from your pocket. So this characteristics is the characteristics of Mannan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows what's happening in our heart. So when we want to make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Mannan. The time we make intention in our heart, if the intention is pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he decides that I have to fill the heart of this person with my blessings. He is Mannan. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Another meaning of Mannan, that the person who gives more than your expectation. That is called Mannan. You expect something, But the person, he gives you more than your expectation. That is called manna. For example, Hatim Tahi, he was a very generous person in the history, and Rasulullah, he loved him, he liked him. So once a person came to Hatim Tahi and told him, I need 5 dinars. Then he ordered his treasurer to give him 500 dinars. So the treasurer paid him, but came back and asked him, he requested you 5, and you ordered to give him 500. Then Hatim replied, he asked according to his status, and I gave according to my status. This is mannan. So similarly, we make dua according to our status. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives according to His greatness. Allah. Now, few examples from a hadith and Quran to explain this. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua that, oh Allah, I have settled my family, my children, near your house. Rabbi inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri zi zar'in inda baytikal muharram. And this is a place where there is no greenery, because there was no water at that time. So Allah, warzuqhum min as-samarat, give them fruit to eat. So this was the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So normally, the word fruit is used for those things which we find on the trees. That is called fruit. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this dua. But then He told that, O my Khalil, O my Ibrahim, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. I have accepted your dua. And he did not tell that the fruit of the tree will be provided here. He said, no. Yujba ilayhi samaratu kulli shay. The fruit of everything will be provided here. Now the mufassireen, they gave explanation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned the name of trees, that the fruit of the trees will be provided. He said, samaratu kulli shay, the fruit of everything. Then they came up with the explanation that the fruit of the tree is that what we eat, and the fruit of the forms is vegetable, and the fruit of the factory is the out product. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ سَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. O my Ibrahim, you are asking only fruit of the tree. I am so great, accepting your dua, but I will provide the fruit of everything, whichever will be manufactured in the whole world, I will provide it in Makkah Mukarrama. And today we feel it like that. Everything what is made in the factories, anywhere in the world, clothes, toys, things to use, any other thing, you will feel it, that it is provided in Makkah Mukarrama. Yujba ilayhi samaratu kulli shay. Allahu Akbar. And other example from Hadith Pak. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was once traveling from Makkah to Medina. In the way, he stopped at a place and he slept. When he got up for tahajjud, it was the 14th of month, 15th of month, full moon on the sky. When he looked at the moon, he just remembered the moon of Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he made a dua. What was that dua? Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al qabri fi baladi habibik. O Allah, give me the death of shahadat, I should become martyr. Wajal qabari fi baladi habibik, and make my qabar in grave in the city of your prophet. And that this was the demand of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Dua was accepted. Now look at this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no? He became martyr. But he could get this death at the top of the mountain. He could get this death in any valley, in any street of the Medina. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him this blessing bounty where he was with wudu, he was at the musalla of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Riyaz al-Jannah, in Masjid Nabawi, and in the state of namaz. Then he was attacked and he died due to that attack. He never expected that I will get my death in this situation. Allah, more than expectation. And then he made dua. O Allah, waj'al qabri fi baladi habibik, make my grave in the city of your prophet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted dua. So if his grave was made in Jannat Baqi, dua would have been accepted. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua, but where he gave him the place to be buried, Allahu Akbar, in the tomb, in the Raza, in Gumbad Khazra, right on in the steps of Rasulullah sallam, he was buried. He never expected, I will be buried at that place. So Mannan is the one that he gives the sa'il, the person who is asking from him, more than the expectation of the beggar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Mannan. So whatever we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us more than our expectations. He is Mannan. Second word, it is Hannan. What does Hannan mean? One who is very sympathetic to others. Very sympathetic to others. He is called Hannan. Now, to explain this word, you have felt that some of the people, they have the habit that when they feel that someone is angry from me, they can't bear it. They straight away talk to him, they explain to him the situation, they apologize him, they say him, please forgive me, until the person becomes happy. So they can't bear it that someone is angry from him. So this is the characteristics of Hannan. The one who cannot bear that anyone is angry from him. He tries to make him happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hannan. It means that any person who becomes away from the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes some steps to bring him back towards His door. He cannot take it. My humble servant, he should not be away from my door. He should be back on my door. And that's why the verse of Quran is, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem.